This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for spironolactone, active ingredient, spironolactone. This leaflet provides important information about using spironolactone. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using spironolactone. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using spironolactone? Spironolactone contains the active ingredient spironolactone. Spironolactone acts by working against a hormone called aldosterone. Too much aldosterone causes increased amounts of sodium, a mineral and water, to be retained by the kidneys, while too much potassium is removed from the body. Spironolactone works against the effects of aldosterone and helps to maintain normal levels of potassium in the blood by retaining potassium in the body. Spironolactone is a fluid tablet or diuretic. It helps reduce the amount of excess fluid in the body by increasing the amount of urine produced. This also helps to lower blood pressure. It may be given alone or with other diuretics, fluid-removing medicines. It improves the effectiveness of other medicines used to lower blood pressure. Spironolactone is used to treat essential hypertension, high blood pressure with an unknown cause, to treat edematous disorders, swelling with fluid, including congestive cardiac failure, for the diagnosis and treatment of primary aldosteronism, a hormone disorder causing fluid retention, as add-on therapy in malignant hypertension, a very serious form of high blood pressure, where there is a low amount of potassium, a mineral in the blood, caused by another diuretic. Fluid-removing medicine spironolactone improves the blood pressure-lowering action of thiazide diuretics, while at the same time reducing or preventing potassium loss due to these medicines. For the prevention of low amounts of potassium in the blood in patients taking digitalis, a type of heart drug, for the treatment of hirsutism, excess facial or body hair in women. All women produce small amounts of the male sex hormone, testosterone. Women with excess facial or body hair tend to be especially sensitive to the action of testosterone on hair growth. Spironolactone has a moderate ability to act against testosterone and the androgenic effect. Because of this, spironolactone is effective in the treatment of female hirsutism, excess body hair. It reduces hair growth, thickness and hair color. Increased urine flow is unlikely to be a problem when spironolactone is used to treat hirsutism. This is because aldosterone levels are not normally high in patients with hirsutism. There is no evidence that spironolactone is addictive. What should I know before I use spironolactone? Warnings. Do not use spironolactone if you are allergic to spironolactone or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. You are pregnant or think you might be pregnant. Spironolactone should not be used during pregnancy due to possible effects on the developing baby, fetus, your breastfeeding. The drug may appear in the breast milk and be passed to the infant. You have severe kidney disease or are not passing urine. You have hyperkalemia, high levels of potassium in the blood. You have Addison's disease, a condition where the adrenal glands do not work properly. You are taking eplerenone, a potassium-sparing diuretic used to treat heart failure or high blood pressure. The expiry date printed on the pack has passed, or if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering, check with your doctor if you are allergic to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. Have had any of the following medical conditions: liver problems, kidney problems, severe heart failure. Take any medicines for any other conditions, including potassium supplements, potassium-containing salt substitutes, potassium-sparing diuretics, other medicines for high blood pressure. Tell your doctor if you plan to have surgery. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Women of childbearing age. The safety of spironolactone for the treatment of hirsutism in women of childbearing age has not been established by specific studies. Your doctor may recommend combined use with oral contraceptives to provide both regular menstrual cycles and adequate contraception. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with spironolactone and affect how it works, including other medicines used to treat high blood pressure, including ACE inhibitors, diuretics, which are fluid-removing medicines also known as water tablets, digoxin, a medicine used to treat heart conditions, medicines to prevent blood clots including aspirin, potassium supplements, or potassium-sparing diuretics, dietary salt substitutes as many of these contain potassium, cholestyramine, a medicine used to lower cholesterol levels in the blood, ammonium chloride, which is contained in some cough and cold medicines, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medicines, NSAIDs, or other medicines which are used to relieve pain, swelling and other symptoms of inflammation, including arthritis, e.g. aspirin, indomethacin, or mefenamic acid, carbinoxolone, a medicine used to treat mouth ulcers, regional or general anesthetics, abiraterone treatment in prostate cancer patients, lithium, a medicine used to treat depression. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect spironolactone. How do I use spironolactone? How much to take? Daily doses of spironolactone in adults can range from 25 mg to 400 mg. Doses of spironolactone in children are measured according to body weight and will be calculated by your doctor. Follow the instructions provided and use spironolactone until your doctor tells you to stop. When to take spironolactone? Depending on the dose and your condition, spironolactone may be taken once a day or divided into separate doses. Take spironolactone with or immediately after food. In the treatment of hirsutism, excess body hair in females, your doctor may tell you to take spironolactone every day or in repeating cycles with a break in between. If you forget to use spironolactone should be used regularly at the same time each day. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you use too much spironolactone, if you think that you have used too much spironolactone, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 1-3-1-1-2-6 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Overdose may cause nausea and vomiting. Sometimes, drowsiness, mental confusion, rash, diarrhea, or dehydration may occur. What should I know while using spironolactone? Things you should do. Take spironolactone exactly as your doctor has prescribed. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you are taking spironolactone. Spironolactone may interfere with the results of some tests. Tell your doctor if you are taking other types of medicines to treat high blood pressure. Tell your doctor if you are taking medicines to prevent blood clots. Tell your doctor immediately if you become pregnant while you are taking spironolactone. If it is possible for you to become pregnant, you should use adequate contraception while you are taking spironolactone. Examples of adequate contraception are oral contraceptives, the pill, or intrauterine devices, IUDs. Stop taking spironolactone if you become pregnant or you think you may be pregnant. Go to your doctor regularly for a checkup. Your doctor may do blood tests to check your sodium and potassium levels and see how your kidneys are working. Your doctor may do the blood test weekly at the start of your treatment, monthly for the first 3 months of treatment, then quarterly for a year, and then every 6 months when increasing your dose. You may need to stop taking spironolactone if your blood is high in potassium or if your kidneys are not working properly. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while you are taking spironolactone. Remind any doctor or dentist you visit that you are using spironolactone. This is especially important if you are going to receive an anesthetic agent while being treated with spironolactone. Things you should not do. Do not stop taking your medicine or lower the dose without checking with your doctor. Do not take potassium supplements or use salt substitutes that contain potassium. Do not consume a diet rich in potassium. Dried fruit, bananas, and oranges are some foods that contain high amounts of potassium. Consuming some of these foods is usually safe, but do not consume excessive amounts. If you are taking spironolactone, too much potassium can cause serious problems, such as disturbances to the heart rhythm, driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how spironolactone affects you. Spironolactone may cause drowsiness or dizziness in some people and may affect alertness. Lifestyle measures that help reduce heart disease risk. By following these simple measures, you can further reduce the risk from heart disease. Quit smoking and avoid secondhand smoke. Limit alcohol intake. Enjoy healthy eating by eating plenty of vegetables and fruit. Reducing your saturated fat intake. Eat less fatty meats, full-fat dairy products, butter, coconut, and palm oils. Most takeaway foods, commercially baked products. Be active. Progress, over time, to at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity on 5 or more days each week. Can be accumulated in short bouts of 10 minutes duration. If you have been prescribed anti-angina medicine, carry it with you when being physically active. Maintain a healthy weight. Discuss your lifestyle and lifestyle plans with your doctor. For more information and tools to improve your heart health, call Heartline, the Heart Foundation's National Telephone Information Service, on 1-300-362-787. Local call cost. No warning signs of heart attack and what to do. Tightness, fullness, pressure, squeezing, heaviness, or pain in your chest, neck, jaw, throat, shoulders, arms, or back. You may also have difficulty breathing, or have a cold sweat, or feel dizzy, or lightheaded, or feel like vomiting, or actually vomit. If you have heart attack warning signs that are severe, get worse, or last for 10 minutes, even if they are mild, call 000000. Every minute counts. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the bottle until it is time to take them. Keep spironolactone in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions in the label on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Common side effects. Common side effects. Cramps or diarrhea. Nausea or vomiting. Drowsiness, lethargy, or generally feeling unwell. Skin rash, itchiness, hives. Peeling skin or skin redness. Fever or sore throat. Unusual hair loss or thinning. Excessive hair growth. What to do? Speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you have any of these common side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Frequent infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers. A few cases of agranulocytosis, lack of white blood cells, have been reported in patients taking spironolactone. Breast enlargement may occur in men taking spironolactone. This normally goes away when spironolactone is stopped. In rare instances, some breast enlargement may persist. Breast lumps and breast cancer have been reported in patients taking spironolactone, although spironolactone has not been shown to cause breast cancer. Breast pain. Irregular periods, or no periods. Postmenopausal bleeding. Change in sex drive. Impotence, inability to achieve or maintain an erection. stomach bleeding, ulcers, or gastritis, inflammation of the stomach, unsteadiness when walking, leg cramps, headache, mental confusion, or dizziness, shortness of breath, and swelling of the legs from fluid build, may be due to hyperkalemia, high levels of potassium in the blood. That is very serious. What to do? The serious side effects may require medical attention. Very serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Yellow skin and eyes, jaundice. Spironolactone can cause impairment of liver function, stomach bleeding, ulcers, or gastritis, inflammation of the stomach, vomiting blood, or material that looks like coffee grounds, bleeding from the back passage, black sticky bowel motions, stools, or bloody diarrhea, irregular heartbeat, tingling sensation, paralysis, or difficulty in breathing, which may be symptoms of raised potassium levels in your blood. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor, or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Spironolactone contains? Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Spironolactone 25 tablets contain 25 mg spironolactone. Spironolactone 100 tablets contain 100 mg spironolactone. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Lactose monohydrate. Microcrystalline cellulose. Maize starch. Sodium starch glycolate. Purified talc. Magnesium stearate. Polysorbate 80. Povidone. Quinoline yellow aluminium lake. Erythrosine aluminium lake. Sunset yellow FCF aluminium lake. Peppermint oil. Potential allergens. Trace quantities of sulfites. Trace quantities of galactose. Sugars as lactose. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Spironolactone looks like? Spironolactone 25 is 7 mm pale orange, normal convex, peppermint flavored tablet marked SP breakline 1 on one side, alpha symbol on the reverse, OSTAR 4-6-6-8-9. Spironolactone 100 is 11 mm pale orange, normal convex, peppermint flavored tablet marked SP breakline 2 on one side, alpha symbol on the reverse, OSTAR 4-6-6-9-1. Who distributes Spironolactone? Alpha Farm Pty Limited trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in July 2025. Spironolactone is a Viatris company trademark. Spironolactone_CMI.L25/00.